Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Shti My Dad Says by Justin Halpern is a humorous memoir built from the blunt, profane, and unexpectedly insightful remarks of his father, Sam Halpern. Originating from a popular Twitter feed, the book expands those short observations into brief anecdotes about family life, adulthood, and the awkward return to living with one's parents after a breakup. Its genre sits between memoir and comedy, with the main purpose of turning everyday domestic friction into readable, sharply observed humor, rather than presenting a traditional life story with a single arc. It uses a series of snapshots to show how a difficult but affectionate father-son relationship can become a source of both laughter and perspective. The book is especially known for its voice direct, irreverent, and grounded in the rhythms of real conversation. That style is central to its appeal, as well as to its limits, since the format favors punchlines and quick reflections over sustained narrative development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book turns a Twitter feed into a memoir format. One of the book's defining features is its origin in social media. Justin Halpern first documented his father's sayings on Twitter, and the book grows out of that short-form, high-impact format. This matters because the structure of the memoir is not built around a conventional dramatic plot or a polished retrospective argument. Instead, it collects compact scenes and remarks that work almost like expanded posts. The result is a book that preserves the speed and punch of the original feed, while giving the material a little more context. That hybrid form helps explain both its success and its limitations. Readers who like the Twitter account would recognize the voice immediately, while book readers get a fuller sense of the relationship behind the jokes. At the same time, the format can feel repetitive because many passages rely on a similar rhythm setup, sharp comment, comedic payoff. The book is therefore best understood as an adaptation of online humor into print, not as a conventional memoir with extensive plot progression. Secondly, Sam Halpern's blunt voice is the book's main engine. The memoir depends almost entirely on the force of Sam Halpern's personality. He is portrayed as a retired radiologist who speaks with total lack of filter, using profanity, blunt logic, and caustic one-liners to respond to ordinary situations. That voice gives the book its identity, because the humor is not based on elaborate setups or carefully constructed satire. It comes from the mismatch between his rough delivery and the often mundane, domestic circumstances around him. His sayings often read as exaggerated common sense, which makes them funny while also revealing an underlying pragmatism. The book repeatedly shows that his comments may be harsh in tone but are not empty. They often reflect a strict, unsentimental way of understanding responsibility, adulthood, and human weakness. This is why the book works for readers who enjoy character-driven comedy. Sam is not just a source of jokes. He is the center of the book's worldview, and the memoir uses his voice to frame family conflict as a form of entertainment, discipline, and, occasionally, wisdom. Thirdly, father-son conflict becomes a form of reluctant affection. Although the book is comic, its emotional structure depends on the relationship between Justin and his father. The starting point is a familiar adult problem. Justin moves back home after a breakup and has to adjust to living under his father's roof again. That setup creates tension, but the memoir does not treat it as tragedy or deep psychological conflict. Instead, it uses the arrangement to highlight how love can be expressed through irritation, sarcasm, and mutual exasperation. The father often seems difficult, but the book gradually makes clear that the relationship is sustained by care rather than hostility. This dynamic gives the humor more weight than a simple joke collection would have. The comments land because they emerge from shared history, not random absurdity. Readers can see that the emotional core of the book is not just what Sam says, but the fact that Justin listens, records it, and eventually recognizes the meaning inside the abrasiveness. In that sense, the memoir presents family life as imperfect communication, shaped by affection that is real, even when it is never spoken in gentle terms. Fourthly, the humor depends on profanity, repetition, and everyday frustration. The book's comic style is intentionally abrasive. Its jokes often rely on profanity, sexual frankness, and a refusal to soften ordinary complaints. That approach gives the memoir a distinctive rhythm, but it also shapes how readers respond to it. The content is less about elaborate situational comedy than about repeated bursts of irritation and common sense. Many of the sayings target basic adult problems, such as relationships, work, responsibility, and bad behavior, but the delivery makes them memorable. The bluntness creates surprise, and the profanity intensifies the impression that these are unfiltered observations rather than polished lines. However, this same method can create fatigue. Because the structure is built from short anecdotes and sayings, some passages feel similar to earlier ones. And the comic effect may diminish if a reader expects wide thematic range. The book's success, therefore, depends on tolerance for a specific kind of humor, coarse, repetitive, and voice-driven. Within that register, it is effective because it captures how people often actually speak in family settings when they are annoyed, honest, and not trying to impress anyone. Lastly, its appeal lies in relatable domestic absurdity rather than deep memoir introspection. Compared with many memoirs, Shti My Dad Says is notable for what it does not attempt. It does not build a highly reflective narrative about trauma, achievement, or transformation. Instead, it finds value in small domestic moments and treats them as enough. That makes the book more accessible to readers who want humor with a recognizable family setting rather than a formally ambitious life story. Its strongest passages work because they transform everyday frustration into something shareable, awkward conversations, generational differences, and the strange rules of life in a parent's house. This gives the book a practical kind of appeal. Readers do not come away with a system or theory, but they may recognize a different way of hearing family speech, especially the kind of rough advice that hides affection inside criticism. That is what distinguishes the book from cleaner, more polished humor memoirs. It is less about constructing a charming persona and more about preserving a voice that feels stubbornly real. For that reason, the book stands out as a snapshot of family dynamics, filtered through comedy, rather than as a carefully engineered emotional narrative. In conclusion, Shti My Dad Says will appeal most to readers who enjoy memoirs built from voice family tension and conversational humor rather than elaborate plotting. It is a strong fit for readers who appreciate irreverent comedy, short anecdotal structure, and books that capture the texture of real domestic interaction. It also has value for anyone interested in how social media content can be reshaped into a print memoir without losing its original identity. What makes it stand out in the humor memoir category is its refusal to smooth out its rough edges. The book is not polished in tone, and that is part of its appeal. The profanity, repetition, and bluntness are integral to the father's character and to the book's comic rhythm. At the same time, the memoir has a sincere emotional base. Beneath the jokes, it shows a son trying to understand a difficult father and discovering that affection can be expressed in abrasive forms. Readers looking for a conventional inspirational narrative may find it slight, but readers looking for a sharply observed, highly specific family voice will find it distinctive. Its combination of viral origin comedy and understated family warmth gives it a place of its own among modern memoirs. If you would like to support Justin Halpern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.